that the public hearings with respect to the application be concluded.
Please note that the committee's recommendation on this matter will now proceed to council. No further representation is permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Item 4 is the zoning agreement amendment at 484 Stradbrook Avenue under file ZAA3 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 5, a conditional use at 484 Stradbrook Avenue under file DCU 110624 2010D. I'll bring to the committee's attention a letter that was submitted from people who were not able to attend tonight. You know what? Yeah, it was a typo error. It's actually in Fort Rouge. It's Councillor Jabassi's ward. It's been fixed. No, that was an error on my part. I have a number of people registered in support. The applicant is Carolina Conrad. If you would like to come up.
So I guess I'm kind of just here. I agree with everything that is recommended. We would be closed by 10, no music. We're totally for that. The only thing that I would possibly like to argue is the recommendation of doing a trial run. If it was the case that it would just be revoked after a year, I would be totally okay with that. But I don't feel that as a new small business, I should have to pay the fees and go through this process twice. So that's kind of my only concern, really.
For 1 year, I'm going to have to reapply. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be open past 10?
No, we're only like...
No music?
No music. Our kitchen is only open until 11, so at that point, we kind of slow down around that time anyways, so if anyone wanted to continue on, we could just move inside. And no music. All the seating would be closer to Osborne, so as far away from the apartment as possible. And I talked to Sean Mumtaz from the MLCC, and he told me that really we can only have in between 14 and 17 seats out there just because of the limited bathrooms. I mean, even in the future, if anyone ever wanted to add to the patio, they would have to do extensive renovations to the bathrooms anyways, and I don't know where they would put them, so it's kind of... Okay. And I completely understand why you would want me to do a trial run. Like, there is obviously someone who is not in opposition, but I think going through the process of... I mean, I applied at the first week of March, and I probably, once all this is said and done, I'm not even sure if I'll be able to make the Canada Day thing, which is kind of big for Osborne Village. So to have my license expire June 30th next year kind of is a downer, just because I don't know how that would work, if I would have to...
Now, I'm wondering, have you had any interaction at all with the residents and all that are concerned about this? Have you talked with anyone in the community?
I haven't talked to anyone who's been concerned. No one's come forth to the restaurant and said anything to me. We do have quite a few people who live next door who do come in for dinner, and they all seem to really enjoy it, but obviously there's a couple of people. I do know that the apartment is getting turned into condos, so...
500 Stradbrook?
Counselor, that's the unforeseen circumstances. I got a call from some residents at 500 Stradbrook.
Yeah.
Yesterday. They were all evicted on Friday.
Oh my gosh!
Notice to vacate. So they're I guess that's mindset is what we're.
It's probably why they're not here tonight.
Anyways. Yeah, so it's not may not affect us.
It won't affect them.
But from the administration's point of view, we knew that there was concerns, and we thought that usually these concerns are more perceived rather than reality. in a year, we figured there wouldn't be much trouble in getting it renewed for a longer period of time. It's an approach we've used in the past, and it's worked out fairly
but
well.
Now, these people, there's 8 people from 500, and they're not going to be living there anymore. Is that right?
That's my understanding.
Because those people would be the only people in opposition, and these people that are buying the condos would be new people coming in. I'm just sorry to hear that those people in that apartment are getting, like, that's another issue. Okay. Thank you.
I'll just call out the other people's names who have registered. If
that's a lot
like
of people.
To speak, you can come forward, or you can just indicate that you're in support of the application.